Let's talk to the CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo now, Craig Neiman. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Robbo. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. So, next council meeting coming up on the 21st. Is this sort of still in that, is this, you know, what they call the Claytons, remember the old Claytons ads? You know, the council meeting you have when you're not having a council meeting because of the impending election?
Sort of, but not really. Right. It is the last final council meeting of this council, which this term's, like all terms, gone really quickly, it seems. So the last council meeting, they do have some business to transact. They just can't make huge, big decisions around strategy and contracts and those sorts of things. But they do have to receive the annual report. There'll be a few planning matters that need to come before them. And just a couple of update bits of information for update, which helps spread that information across the community as well. So next Wednesday evening, the 21st, 6 p.m., they'll be live streamed from the council chamber. So encourage people to tap into that one. It'll be the last meeting of this group of nine councillors.
Yeah. Okay, well, a reminder to people, including Robbo, because it's sitting on my kitchen table at the moment. Robbo, get your bum into gear, mate. Voting pack for the council elections.
Yeah, they've been posted out. If anyone hasn't received their voting pack by about now, they should contact the Victorian Electoral Commission. I'll give you a number, Robbo. It's 1300 112 737. That'll be available on the Victorian Electoral Commission website as well. They can reissue papers if you haven't received them, so or you can call into the Hargrove Street office of the VEC. If you've got that ballot paper sitting on your table, you should read all the candidate statements and then cast your vote. Pretty simple instructions to put the ballot paper back in an envelope, put it in another envelope and put it in the post. Must be received by Friday 23rd of October, 6 p.m.
Okay.
So get it in the post as soon as you can. If you haven't done it, perhaps this weekend, get that little task out of the way.
Indeed. Now, nominations for the 2021 Citizen and Young Citizen of the Year drawing to a close at the end of this month, so a couple of weeks to go.
Yeah, a couple of weeks, but we want and have received in the past really good nominations for these two pretty prestigious awards. The current Citizen and Young Citizen haven't had a great year because they haven't been able to get out and do a real lot, but we want to recognise people in our community who have done great work, and there are many, many, many of them. So if you feel that you know someone that stands out and should be nominated, please go to our website. There's a fairly simple nomination form there. Fill it in, lodge it by the due date, and we'll have a look at those, and there'll be a decision made about who will be the next Citizen and Young Citizen of the Year for the City of Greater Bendigo.
Terrific. Now, a new campaign, Love Your Local.
Yeah, we've been running with this one for a little while. When we came out of the first lockdown, set up this Love Your Local campaign, which got great support from local businesses. If you go around any of the businesses around Greater Bendigo, there's this Love Your Local sticker. We want to make sure our community is supporting our local businesses as best we possibly can. So please, over this next period, as we're able in regional Victoria to get out and do a bit more, think about supporting your local businesses, whether it's a cup of coffee or a haircut, or thinking about Christmas, thinking about other purchases that you might think about making online. Let's try and make it locally. I'll support our local businesses who have been doing it pretty tough.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll certainly go with you on the coffee, but knowing what my head looks like, I pass on the haircut. Can't help it.
Your last one.
Can't remember it. Now, and this is nice too, as the weather is getting warmer, even though we're going to have a bit of a cooler dip over the next couple of days. Half of Bull Street being closed. We mentioned that earlier in the week, but that's great. Yeah.
Yeah, this is how we as the council and state government as well are trying to support businesses open up, hospitality businesses particularly. So half of Bull Street is now closed and barriers have been put up. Those businesses in Bull Street will make great use of that extra space that they've got to provide for dining and that outdoor experience, the hospitality experience. So that's really great. And we'll watch that just boom over the next period of time. We've had about 80 venues discuss expanding their outdoor experience with us. About half of those have got permits in or have been given permits to do so. And other sites across the city, in View Street, Mackenzie Street, Hargrove Street, Edward Street, King Street, we'll see a little bit more protection of areas so that these businesses can open up a little bit further. So it's a great initiative. They'll be in place until, at this stage, June 30 next year, but we'll monitor that as restrictions open or close throughout the next month.
Okay. And finally, too, Baker Boy to front Dragon City Sounds online concert. You'd be a bit of a Baker Boy fan, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I love his pasties, actually.
You could probably talk more about Baker Boy than what I can, Robbo.
No, probably not. Anyway, but it's a great initiative.
Yeah, Dragon City Sounds is really a set up to help young people in terms of arts, culture, music, etc. Baker Boy is the freshest new hip-hop talent to emerge from Australia. Born in Darwin, Indigenous, and has been the youngest Australian of the year in 2019, won a couple of Young National Indigenous Music Awards. He's going to be in Bendigo Sunday week at the Alumbra Theatre. This goes live on YouTube, so great opportunity for our young people to tap into that. He's got some great messages of positivity, and that's, you know, for young people that have been doing it a bit difficult in recent times. Tap into that one, 4 p.m. on Sunday, the 25th of October. This is apparently really big, Robbo.
Yep.
So for all the young people out there, tap into this one. It's going to be great.
Terrific stuff. Craig, have a great week. Thanks very much as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
Terrific. Good on you, Robbo.
Craig Neiman from the City of Greater Bendigo joining us on the Wake Up Call.